Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. It is episode number 22. And whilst we are all sat in our homes, keeping safe and probably going crazy, I thought it's a good time to maybe give you a little bit of advice on how to survive or even grow your business during the coronavirus pandemic. Right, let's get started. Well, here we are then. So this is a bit of a strange one. I'm sat currently recording this in my dining room rather than in the offices at Lashbase where I normally record these. And likewise, I'm sure you are somewhere right now in your house doing something that you probably wouldn't normally be doing if everything was completely normal. So just to start, I'd like to give you a task. If you are listening to this, please do this. I'm really interested to see where it is or what you are doing whilst listening to this podcast. So take a picture, not of yourself, or don't screenshot that you're listening. Just take a picture of exactly what your view is or what it is that you're doing right now and put it on your Instagram stories and tag me so I can see. And I'll share all the ones that I get tagged in as well. I'd be interested because usually you could be at the gym, you could be doing lashes or at work or anything like that. But obviously right now that's not the case. So what are you doing? Are you walking the dog? Are you just out for a walk? Or are you in and sat in your house? I'd love to see. So yeah, take a picture, post it up. Right. So I'm going to move swiftly on from that and move on to the main part of what this podcast is about, how you can survive this downtime, the lockdown, all of this, because it is crazy and a completely unpredictable times. But there is stuff that you can do, stuff that will benefit your business in the long run if you do it now. And I don't mean immediately this second, I just mean there are things that you can do. So do not pull your hair out, do not worry, and do not get overstressed about it. I understand things like money and how you're going to keep your clients is very important and very scary. So I'd like to give you a little bit of advice and hopefully guide you in the right direction and give you a bit of a positive outlook that there are things to do, exactly what you can do, and that we're all going to come out of this even better than when we went into it. So I'm going to jump straight into the questions that I've had very frequently since this all started, because I feel like if I'm getting it asked by individuals quite a lot, I'm sure there are more people that are listening to this right now that feel exactly the same. So I'm just going to run through a couple of questions that hopefully could help you out a little bit. So first up, and the first question is quite a big one, quite a serious one, really. And I'm sure a lot of you are feeling or thinking the same. I thought about it, but as you're aware, it is my job to think about these type of things. And I like to think that I've got a good brain for it when it comes to understanding what will work and what won't work during even such crazy things like what's going on right now. So the first question is, what on earth should I post about right now? So this has been asked to me by people that have either, they're not doing lashes, obviously, at the minute, so they're running out of pictures of lashes to post. Nobody, they can't work, so they can't really book clients in. They can't do anything like that at the moment. So what on earth do they do? Is it this a time in which you should just slow down and take a break? Or is this a time that you should post more? And if so, what on earth are you supposed to post? So Got the answer. I've got an answer that is working hugely successfully for Lashbase and for my account as well. And likewise, I think the one thing that you've got to understand right now, this is probably or hopefully a once in a lifetime thing. This is not going to happen again to you. So right now, there is no sort of book that can guide you. There's no black and white answers as to what you should and shouldn't do. This is a complete one-off, and it's all a case of you have to quickly test and learn and figure it out. I have done so, and I do have, in my opinion, an answer that will help you. So if you think about it this way, so some of the facts are everybody's on lockdown. Everybody should be or is at home. So if you look at the stats, social media use is up by about 40%. It's because there's nothing else to do. So more people than ever are spending more time on social media. So they're all on, they're all scrolling. The way that the algorithms on social media work is part of it is based on the amount of time that the user spends on the app. So high quality content, if someone uses social media very rarely, once a day, maybe once every other day, when they go on it, they're shown the stuff that is seen to be the most popular. Whereas if they're on it all the time, quite a lot of the time, it then can be pushed to be more of a chronological thing, and you'll get shown things that have been posted nearer to the time that you're opening your phone. So now you understand that more people are on it all the time anyway, because there's not a lot else you can do. The other thing to understand is that means that this is a great time to build your brand, like build a relationship, build your reputation. You cannot right now get people to book in for appointments because you don't know when they're going to be. There is an argument to say you could sell some vouchers or something like that to make some money in the meantime, but I'll get onto those sort of plans in a minute. What I want to talk now is that because you can't actually necessarily get new clients in, because someone that sees you now might not be interested in 3 months, if this is how long that takes for us to go back to normal, this is all about building your brand and building the relationship with the current followers that you've got. So right now, if you have a look at social media, the most popular and the only currently growing business sectors and searches on social media right now are the following four things: food, because obviously everybody's at home, everyone's either trying not to eat so much or everyone is just eating way too much. I'm definitely the eating way too much one, but that is probably number one, food. Number two, health or at-home fitness. There's so much of that going around. You've got massive success of that PE with Joe Wicks, which everybody's doing, which has been a massive success. There's lots of other people doing like online boot camps and workshop things for fitness related stuff, which is great. So number two is health. Number three is media, Netflix and Amazon Prime and all of those sort of things, in which, because everyone's in, so people are going to be watching things. So like, for example, Netflix are going to be laughing right now with the amount of money that they're making. So media is number three. And number four is finance. And that's because this is obvious, everyone's worried about money. So finance and finance related searches are the things that are being searched for. So they're your top four. So because you can't take on any clients right now, and because social media tailors what it shows people to what they're searching for, it's highly likely that most of the things on your feed or on your followers' feeds right now are all related to either food, health, media, or finance. So how can you, now you know that, how can you use that to understand that you, or what you should then post that can work? Because like you said, if you're posting about lashes or booking in for lash appointments, people aren't interested in that right now, which is why you'll notice that your views will be down, your engagement will be down, and your reach will be down as well. So the idea is, and my advice, something that we're using great success at the moment at LashBase, for example, I'll go on to it, what one thing that we've done that has already been great fun and a great success, is to use those four popular search like sectors and then add a lash related twist to them. Like, for example, this is what we're currently doing at LashBase. We've just launched our great LashBase Bake Off. So we're rewarding our followers that create or bake or cook anything that has a lash related twist and post pictures of their food, because everyone at the moment is interested in that sort of thing. I'm going to be baking something. I've already seen there's already been around about 30 people do it, and it's only been live for about 12 hours. So that is getting people quite excited, but it keeps people interested in your brand and keeps you relevant during times like this. So if you can think of anything that is sort of related to those four sectors and put a lash related twist on it, then you'll be able to engage and keep people active on your social media accounts. So that's almost like a long-winded way of saying, if I've lost you there with that little mini rant, what I'm saying is, when you want to post something right now on your social media accounts, think about if you can make something food related, so either funny or educational or informational about food, health, media, so anything that's any popular TV series, anything like that, anything you're watching or anything you know that your followers are watching, if you can then put a twist on it that is lash related, that is how you can still keep relevant, and that is how you can still keep people active and engaged and thinking about you when the time comes that they can actually give you some business. So that's probably the most important question, or the biggest question that I've had so far, is what should you post or should you be posting? And my answer is yes, you most certainly should. This is the time when everybody's on social media. This is the time when you can build your brand. This is the time when you can cement a relationship that you've got. If you don't do anything, like this is it. Really, it does come down to balance. You can't like stress yourself out. You can't overthink it. If you're at home and you've got kids and you've got the rest of your family there and you cannot spend your time creating content or on your phone or doing it, that's completely okay. That's completely fine, because there will also be thousands and thousands and thousands of people in exactly the same boat as you. There is no point right now in stressing about what you should and shouldn't be doing. The question I get is, what should I post? And that is the answer. That the answer I've just said is the answer for what you should post. However, should you or should you not be posting? I believe you shouldn't stress yourself out about it. If you can, yes, this is a great time. If you can't, don't worry. There'll be lots of people in the same boat as you. And when we all go back to normal, you can continue as normal and you will be able to grow your business from then. But the way that you can think of it, and this is the way that I think about it, right now, we're all being positioned on a start line. And whenever we can all go back to normal, it's like when someone's firing that starting gun to say, go on, run the race. If there's anything that you can do right now to hit the ground running, then this is the opportunity that you've been waiting for. Big brands, small brands, new brands, old brands, everyone is going to pretty much be starting from a very similar position. So this is an opportunity. This is a huge opportunity. So if you can be active, if you can make sure that you're putting out content, then 100% it can benefit you in the long run. Forget about the fact, oh, this is actually a very important point. Whatever you do during now and the time before you open, there is no point in trying to get people to book in for anything or trying to unless you're running any, I've seen recently, like a few people doing bingo related or raffle related competitions on social media, which is great, as long as it's something like that. But if it's any other posts, there's no point in trying to get people to book in or give you money or commit to anything. Right now is all about building relationships. So that would be a massive piece of advice that I would give to you. Right. So just before I wrap up that question, there was another bit that I did want to say. So if split it down into the two, there's two bits. Reasons that you should post and you should market your business now. Number one, you're going to get ahead of your competitors, the ones that aren't necessarily doing it. Number two, you'd be able to use the time right now to learn more about your audience and build relationships with them. Number three, you'll be ready to start when it's all back to normal. It won't be a case of you'll be told, right, everybody, you can go back to normal now. And then you'll have a panic of, right, I need to get some content. I need to make it. I need to have a plan. I need to do some stuff. You'll already be at that position. So they're the three reasons to do it. But tracking back to number two, sorry, something that I think needs to be said. I know I said this all the time, say this all the time, and this is so important. Engagement with your community, with your followers, with the people that are that your followers, for sorry, is more important than trying to gain followers right now. So instead of trying to find new people and trying to build your following, right now is a brilliant time to cement that relationship. So with the current followers, current clients. So use this time to engage with people. Use a lot of your time. If you're not posting a lot, then use your time on social media commenting on other people's posts. Use it going on Facebook groups and getting involved in the Lash community if you're looking to get known within the Lash community. This is absolutely, you will never get this chance again. But at the same time, here are the reasons why you can and could take it easy. Number one, you're never going to get this downtime again. So you are never going to get this opportunity to make sure that your house is completely clean, to spend loads of time with your kids and your family and your pets. You're never going to get the time to actually have a lion. You're never going to get the time again to really eat properly, because we all know what a lash artist's diet's like. A cup of tea and a cold cup of tea and a biscuit, and that's it. Whereas now you can eat. You can bake, for example. Another plug for the Lash Based Bake Off. And number three, just do what makes you happy. So, in fact, sorry, I've missed number two altogether. Number two, sorry, was everyone's in the same boat. So you don't worry about having FOMO. You're not missing out on anything because there are going to be lots of people in the same boat as you. And sorry, like I said, number three, do what makes you happy. The main takeaway from those two, whether you should or shouldn't right now, is all about balance. this is your time to like relax, reset, like get everything under control, enjoy your time. You're never going to get that chance again. So have a balance, think about your business, think about your downtime, prioritize it, structure it, and then consider the balance and make sure that you're happy. That is the main thing. So that's been said. I think I've answered that question. Now, if you do have any extra questions related to what you should post, when you should post, anything like that, then feel free to DM me. I'll always give advice or anything. Or if you see any social media post, comment on them, anything like that, happy to answer as always. Right. So moving on to another frequently asked question that I get, is should you give discounts when we all start again? So when you go back to normal, should we run promotions and discounts to get people back in the door? And the answer is not straightforward. Here we go. In my opinion, this completely depends on who your clients are or what your client base is. So there's kind of two trains of thought with this one. So number one, if your clients are those that have been heavily affected by the coronavirus pandemic, if they're the people like that work at airports, you know, there's a lot of air hostesses that have been let go. If they're maybe NHS workers or any key workers that have been working all through this time and doing everything they can for us right now, then if that's who your client base is, they're either the people that have completely been stitched up and have no money and are going to come out of this a lot worse off than they went in, or they're the ones that are the key workers, then yes, definitely, I would say it would be really nice and really helpful. And it would be better for your business in the long run to offer discounts and promotions to help people get lashes again, rather than trying to maximize the money that you can make. This will long-term work better for you. So yes, if your client base is that type of person. Number two, if your clients, because this is the thing, if your clients are the ones that haven't been affected, they may have been like employed, put on furlough payments. So in other words, they're still going to be getting paid whilst at home. They have nowhere to go and spend their money because everything's shut, apart from maybe a bit of online shopping. The thing is, funnily enough, there are going to be people out there that are going to come out of this better off than they went in. They're going to have more money. They're going to have more disposable money. They're going to be desperate to go out and spend some money. So you'll know if your clients are that type of person. None of them, no one's better than anyone else actually saying that. The key workers are definitely the best people at the minute. But nobody is right or wrong with this. So if your clients definitely are going to be the ones that do have come out of this with money to spend, then no, definitely you don't need to be offering discounts or promotions. They're going to be desperate. They're actually going to be desperate. So really, if you want to give discounts or promotions, really consider who your main client base is, because everyone's going to be different. There cannot be a black or white answer with this one. And talking of if it's like number two, these clients that actually are going to have money when they come out, goes along with this quite well. And because of the time of year, people, I've had the question asked to me, should they raise their prices? So normally you might raise your prices in January or towards the end of the tax year, you then consider putting your prices up in line with inflation or whatever it is that you're going to do. But my answer to should you raise your prices, 100% yes, of course you should. And that is, excuse me, if you had planned to raise your prices in April anyway, end of March, April, if you were going to do it anyway, then there is no reason right now as to why you shouldn't. It's a completely normal thing. Most people will understand that prices are going to go up. Like I've had a couple of letters through from my internet, TV provider, mobile phone provider, that my prices for my bills are going to be going up. It's a completely normal thing. The funny thing is with raising your prices, and this I've seen this happen so many times, you'll probably get a lot of your more loyal clients say, "Oh, fair play to you. It's about time you put your prices up," because I have no doubt that most people's prices are probably too low now. So if you were going to raise your prices anyway, yes, 100%, carry on as normal. My advice on how and why, the main thing is you must update your prices completely unapologetically. Notice again that I use the word update, don't say increase. anything that has like the negative effects, you could say update or change, and do it with confidence. It's a normal business thing. It is a completely normal business thing. People put their prices up. You're going to put your prices up. The thing is as well, and it's probably not the best way to think about it, but it is technically it is true. If you put your prices up now, you might get a few disgruntled clients, but I'm telling you, by the time another month or two goes by, one, they'll have forgotten all about it, and two, they're going to be desperate for lashes. So I don't think yes, raise your prices. That is going to be the answer to that one. So, right. So moving on now, away from sort of the raising your prices and the marketing related side of things, another thing that you really should consider is keeping your skills up. So while you're at home, it could be so easy for you to not practice or not touch tweezers for an entire month if you're at home and if you've got a lot of things going on. The issue comes when you have to go back to work. I know potentially you could say doing lashes is like riding a bike. However, you do get a little rusty if you don't keep practicing. So if you don't practice now, when you then go back to work, what could happen is you won't realize it, but because you're a little rusty, some of your application or anything like that may be slightly off. It will then result in bad retention for your clients, and your clients will not be happy. And then you risk losing clients through the fact that you didn't keep practicing. So a massive piece of advice for you is if you can, pick up some tweezers and a tray of lashes, practice making your fans, maybe practice application on some strip lashes if you can. I've seen a lot of people being quite innovative and creative with strip lashes at the moment, and even making their own strip lashes for clients. But if there's anything you can do to just keep some tweezers in your hand and keep practicing, this will really put you in good stead for when we do go back to work and go back properly. Another side of that is as well, what you'll find if you don't do that, when you do go back to work, your hands and wrists will ache so much, and your back, because you just won't be used to being in that position and holding your hands in a certain way for that length of time. It's going to be tough. So if there's any way that you can keep up, even if it's like hand and wrist exercises, if it's keeping tweezers in your hands, if it's practicing, you must keep up your skills. I know sometimes it can be hard when you've got a lot going on in the house, but again, I think if you can just structure it in, get that time where you are just you and your tweezers and you can get practicing, it will really help when it comes to getting back to lashing again. And talking of keeping practicing and lashing, again, I've seen loads of companies doing this, which is excellent. That is, if you can keep up your education too. Like, the Facebook groups are great. Like, obviously Facebook groups can be quite bad at times with some of the information going around, but if you can find yourself like reputable people and that you trust that can help you keep up your education during this downtime as well. There's a lot of online courses. There's a lot of free stuff that you can find on YouTube, on people's Instagram accounts. Different brands and stuff are offering so much free stuff. So definitely have a little look around and keep learning, keep that passion going, because I'm sure there's lots of people that do have that passion that are just desperate to get back. But if you're starting to feel like you're getting a little bit distracted maybe by what else is going on in the world, just try and force yourself to keep educated and keep up with everything, so that this is an opportunity for you to go back to work knowing more, so much more than when you went in. If you can make sure that you 100% understand how adhesive works and the hundreds of variables that go into causing retention issues, if you can understand how tweezers work and that there's different bite points on tweezers and the tension and the just everything, iPad placement, how to use tape in different ways, how to isolate properly or different. And I don't mean just isolate by staying at home. I mean, isolate the lashes, different ways of application, different ways of placing a fan, how to use pre-made fans. Loads of companies, including LashBase, are bringing out all sorts of free educational stuff. And I think you should use it. You definitely should. So keeping up your education as well as keeping up the actual manual practice of it is vital. So changing the topic very slightly, I think right now is a great time for anybody listening to this to have a look at your entire process when it comes to things like admin and how you run your business. I know I keep saying this, but we will not probably in our lifetimes get an opportunity like this again to really like piece by piece, take apart our own businesses, look at them and try and improve each one. Like, so if you think about your business as like a machine, each little section of it is a little cog. If you could just improve each little cog, the whole thing's going to run better. So what I've just kind of briefly explained to you is about the marketing side of it right now, and the pricing structure and things to that are going on right now. However, I'm going to move slightly into what you can do right now that will just ongoing help your business. So that is things like I've said, your admin, your accounts, things like that. Have a look. How right now, how do you currently take appointments? Do you have is it pen and paper? Is it an online system that you use? Do you have a website? Think about it and look at every single process that you do when it comes to anything within your business and consider how could you improve that section. So, for example, if you currently use a paper diary, have you looked into using an online booking system? If so, have you looked at all the different options? You might already use an online booking system. Have you looked at the prices? Have you looked at the competition? Is there anything that you wish it did that another company might do for you? Right now, because you're not taking bookings, is a perfect time to switch and make sure that you make the right decisions. I think there's other things as well, such as the website or your website. Many lash artists don't have a website. If you believe or if you consider that having a website could be beneficial to you, and in my opinion, I believe it is because it helps with people searching on Google. If you've got a website, it helps with making you look even more professional. If you've got a website, it helps with any future business growth. If you begin selling products or if you begin taking bookings for trainings, if you want to start advertising things, having a website is actually very important. But right now is the time that you could go to somewhere like Wix, wix.com or .co.uk probably, and you can build your website or build a website really easy. It's like drag and drop for free. There's a free version of it, so this isn't going to cost you money. And then as long as you can integrate your online booking, as long as you can then start educate yourself in how it all works and why it's beneficial. And again, I love doing this, just simply Google something and you can find all kinds of blogs and articles. And likewise, like I've just said then, I like to just Google things and try and find stuff out for myself. That's exactly what your clients will do when this happens. They'll Google something, and if then it brings up your website, because you have a website, then that's more likely to find you a client than it would if you didn't have one. So you could write blogs on how to look after your lashes. You could create videos. All of these can go on your website, which means when anyone searches, how do I clean my lashes? Or the big one right now, how do I remove my lashes at home? Which, funny side note, I think this is crazy how when everything's back to normal, have you noticed how clients complain about lashes not lasting? And now we're all in isolation, every client seems to be desperate to have them removed because they're all lasting too long. Strange one, isn't it? Anyway, so back onto the website related stuff. Have a look into it. I'd recommend having a website. Can be a little bit of work, but right now is the time when you can definitely, or you should be able to squeeze in that bit of work to create your website. Loads of benefits for it. But at the same time, if you are happy as you are, then brilliant. But what I want you to do is look at every single process of your business and piece it apart and just consider every section. Could you improve that? What could make X, Y, or Z slightly better? And if you slightly improve every single little bit, by the end of it, your business will be massively improved. And that means that when you get started, if you've already been keeping up with social media related stuff, if you've then built yourself a website, if you've then got an online booking system, you are going to hit the ground running and you're going to be so much better off than when this all first started. So vitally important. And what I'll do now is talk you through Probably two other things that I'd say are like vitally important that you could use this downtime opportunity to do and create, implement, that will, again, really, really help your business. And I just want to say that the reason why I'm giving this advice is all from experience. This is how or what we've done at Lashbase. This is what I've done with my personal brand. This is stuff that I have done. This is stuff that has worked for the business. And I feel that right now is a great time to share this with you so that you can do it, spend the time doing it, and then reap the rewards of it once we all go back to normal, and then everybody wins. So the other things that I wanted to talk about, and I've mentioned this before, I think I mentioned it when I spoke at a conference recently, and I told it to our Lashbase trainers as well. And that is, if you're a lash artist, you should try, if you can, to take advantage of Facebook groups. And what I mean by that is create a Facebook group and only invite your clients into it. So every member in that Facebook group is just a client. That way, if you've got that, it's a great way to keep in touch. It's a great way to post any promotions or giveaways or competitions that you've got. And it's a great way for even running like referral competitions where you say, look, if you can get three of your friends to join this group, I'll give you X amount off of your next infill or set of lashes. This way, because with Facebook, unfortunately, if you've got a Facebook page, you post on it, hardly anyone's going to see anything. Whereas if you've got a Facebook group and the only people in it, I mean, don't let people ask to join that aren't your clients. Don't let other lash artists come in. It's not one of those types of groups. It is just a way of having all your clients in one place so you can post up promotions and competitions and keep in touch with people. And then it's a good way to also gain referrals by using that Facebook group specifically. So I'll keep it that short for now, but if I hope that makes a bit of sense. But if you want a little bit more help with that one, DM me again or contact me and I'll try and explain it. But it has worked really well for a couple of the Lashbase trainers because they still do their clients and stuff. Make a group, just call it your business name clients, have them all go into it. And then you've got a simple place where all of your clients are, and you can use that to try and get referrals and try and keep them engaged and tell them about spots that you have available, tell them about deals coming up, tell them about anything. Facebook groups are brilliant for that right now because it's just a designated place for them to all be. So definitely do that. And number two, if you don't already, and again, this is something you need permission for from your clients, you should have all of your clients' email addresses and you should regularly email them. Email marketing is one of the most successful and easiest ways that you can market to your current clients. Like, for example, we email about Lashbase discount days, and that is the best way to get the word out. So if you've got an email, all of your clients' email list, or email addresses, sorry, you can then send again emails about opening times, about deals coming up, about competitions that you have going on. It's just a great way to be able to directly contact someone because you can post on social media, and because of the way that the algorithms work, organic posts will only reach 5-10% maximum of your followers, whereas an email will end up in everybody's, unless it gets put into people's junk, but it will end up in everybody's inbox, and then it's up to them to choose to delete or read it. So I think that if you can utilize Facebook groups and an email list, as well as getting a website, because you can also get people to put in their email addresses into your website, a website, online booking, and make sure that all of your accounts and admin are in place, and that you keep active on social media with the stuff that I said at the beginning of this episode, I promise you, your business will hit the ground running and you will not know what's hit you when you get started again. So I think that's probably going to be about it for now on this episode. I'll keep it fairly short. And I just want to say thank you very much for listening. I know we're all stuck in the house, and if you're like me, I'm desperate to just get back to normal now. I've had fun. I am enjoying it. It's great to spend time with the family. We are having lots of fun. I am making sure that I've got a structure to my day, and I am keeping working on everything that I've already said to you. And we have a lot more to come. Just want to give another plug to the Lash-based Bake Off, by the way, because we're making this quite a big thing, because we're not selling any products at the moment. We know that nobody's doing any lashes at the moment. However, we're hoping that everyone can cook some lash-related food that we can see. We're rewarding people and our favorites with lash-based points, which they can then use for purchases once we do open up, which I hope is going to be very soon, because I'm missing being at work and missing the competition. I'm missing the work, missing the work. So that's it. Remember, if you're listening, post it up on Instagram stories. Let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you thought of this episode. I'm going to share it in the Team Lash Base Facebook group as well. So yeah, feel free to give me some feedback in there as well. And if there's any other questions or episode ideas, anything you'd like my thoughts on, then again, either DM me or post it on social media so I can see. And yeah, I'll get making it. So we've all got a lot of time on our hands, hopefully. I'm going to keep working. We've got a lot of exciting things coming for Lash Base, and also a lot more coming from me as well. So thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time.